This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for flight training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who is an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. Mike Gracia has more.
When the House Judiciary Committee convenes for the next impeachment hearing Monday, the White House will not be present. White House counsel Pat Cipollone has sent a letter to Chairman Gerald Nadler that reads in part, "As the president has recently stated, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate." On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she's instructed the committee chairman leading the impeachment inquiry to move forward with drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. The hearing scheduled Monday will focus on an impeachment report released this week by the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korea says South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a half-hour phone discussion with President Trump on ways to maintain diplomacy with North Korea. This as Pyongyang warns of waning patience with stalled nuclear talks. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.